This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1024, If the Shoe Fits.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a great question from a listener about a common expression in British English. But what is the translation for if the cat fits in American English? Find out today.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle. I was so happy today because we got some really nice emails from our listeners and some attendees from the Urban Adventure number one back in 2017.
Yeah, guys, I woke up to such sweet emails. I got from Rodrigo and then Pantipo also. And you guys were congratulating me on my pregnancy because you heard our episode where I announced it. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for that. It totally, and Rodrigo, you did use the phrase made my day. You used it correctly. And it totally made my day. Like, what a nice thing to wake up to. Number one, I really missed you guys. That whole group was so great. And number two, it's just so nice that you're thinking of me and excited. And oh, so cool. I really, really appreciate that. It means so much to me. And please continue to stay in touch.
Yeah, guys, we love to hear from you. I know it's been a year since our first urban immersion adventure. Yeah. And guys, we are going to have more live events in 2019 and 2020 into the future. We will be traveling to different countries around the world to meet you guys and to have these events. So we'll have more chances to get to know each other. So stay tuned for those announcements. So cool.
Definitely.
And yeah, awesome. And Michelle, we also had a couple of reviewers in Apple Podcasts, but not too heavy on the reviews this week. So guys, we want to call you to action to go to Apple Podcasts and review All Ears English. All right. So for I do sure. want to say thank you though to Mr. Jonek from Russia. He reviewed us on August 20th. And thank you to someone from Korea on August 25th. And this person asked Michelle if you are the same person that plays Amy in The Big Bang Theory.
Wait, what?
So this person from Korea asked, are you the same person that plays Amy in The Big Bang Theory? Michelle, are you an actress on TV?
No, I okay. wish. That'd be cool.
I guess not. That's not her. Good try, but it's not Michelle.
Oh, no. That's... Oh, yeah. I know. That's... what's her name? Maya Biel. Like, yeah, I've gotten that one before.
That's so
that's
funny.
That's funny. That's funny. Nope, not
that's
me.
That's so funny. All right, guys. So go over to Apple Podcasts. Leave your reviews. We love these reviews and we need more, guys. So let us know what you think of the show and ask your question in the review in Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to the podcast.
For okay, sure. Michelle. Awesome. Okay, great. Well, thank you guys so much. So today we have a really good question from a listener, Omar Mahmoud. So Lindsay, would you like to read the question for us?
All right, here we go. So hey, Lindsay and Michelle and Jessica, thank you for all your amazing work and the effort that you and Michelle put in. You really improved my listening skills a lot. Cool. And I'm kind of addicted to your podcast now. I nearly listened to 200 episodes in just 2 months.
Wow.
That's 100. That's amazing. I have a question. Recently, I've heard an episode from the BBC podcast. They were talking about an idiom that I couldn't get fully in the end. It is if the cat fits. And they've said that it's used to tell when a criticism fits someone. Ah, criticism fits someone. But I really find it hard to use. Can you make it easier and give us more clear examples? Thanks in advance. Omar Mahmoud. Okay. Cool question. Okay.
Okay. Very interesting. So I love this question. It's so specific. When I read it, I thought I've never heard of if the cap fits. Have you heard of if the cap fits, Lindsay?
I haven't heard it. And it sounds like it's specifically used in British culture when there's a kind of a criticism, maybe like a joke or something.
Yeah, yeah. And I looked into it and apparently then it made sense. It's more of the British way of saying the American phrase. I mean, well, I don't know whose phrase it was to begin with, but whatever. Mm-hmm. If the shoe fits, wear it.
Okay.
I think we just change. I'm not sure. Maybe, who knows? Maybe it's changing, or maybe in, I don't know if they still say the cap fits. I guess so, if they heard it on BBC, recently, right? So it makes sense that they were listening to BBC and they heard if the cap fits rather than if the shoe fits.
That's so funny. Interesting. Okay. So sometimes that happens. I mean, idioms want to communicate the same thing, but they take different vocabulary for whatever reason, you know?
Yeah, I know. Why do we say shoe instead of cap?
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. So I don't know where this phrase originates, but yeah, it's very interesting. So it seems that they mean really the same thing, Lindsay, don't you think? I mean, like about a criticism fitting.
Yeah. You know, I don't use this if the shoe fits very often, but let's dig into it. I know it's very common and a lot of people do use it. So let's dig into it.
Right. So, I mean, this phrase is a way of expressing that even though something may not be very nice or sound very good, it may be true. Right. Mm. So the shoe or the cap fitting is a way of acknowledging this, right?
Okay. Okay. And why are we focusing on, why are we steering away from if the cap fits and talking about if the shoe fits today?
Because guys, our podcast is focused on American English. So we want to teach you the phrases, that would be most appropriate for that type of English. But I suppose if you're in the UK, try out if the cap fits. I mean, I don't know, you know, maybe if we have any British, listeners or people who live in England, let us know if you've heard cap fits, but that's interesting. So we're gonna stick with a shoe today. I like shoes.
Yeah, we like to teach what we know, guys, so we can make sure that we are true experts here on American English. And there's lots of British English teachers out there. Maybe we have some British English teachers listening to the show. Who knows, right? So guys, tune in and just come back to our blog, allearsenglish.com/episodes1024. Type in the search bar, let us know. Cool.
Okay, great. So yeah, so we're going with shoes. So we're going to go through some examples and we'll talk a little bit about it. But I mean, one thing that I want to point out is, Lindsay, is this a, if you say this to someone, are you being nice or not nice?
It doesn't seem very nice to me. Yeah. So it's kind of like, it's saying, kind of affirming something negative that's already been said. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. It's like, well, it's true. Like you are. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, it doesn't make me, I can't really, I mean, maybe, but I can't think of a situation where I would be saying if the shoe fits in like a nice, about something nice.
Interesting.
I think it has kind of a negative tone to it. I mean, I don't think, you know, I'll keep another ear out, but I don't think that I've heard it in a positive way. It's used in a negative way. Right, Lindsay?
Guys, did you know that you can now listen to All Ears English on your Amazon Echo device using Alexa to share with your family in the home when you're making breakfast or cooking dinner? If you're in the US or Japan, you can do this. In the US, just enable the skill and then say, Alexa, open All Ears English. And if you're in Japan, enable the skill on your app and say, Alexa, All Ears English wo iraite. Thanks, guys. Yeah, let's throw out some examples and see if our listeners can grab onto this. So
here we go. All right. Okay. Oh, man, Lindsay, my teacher gave me an F because she said I didn't do my homework on time.
Well, Michelle, if the shoe fits.
Yeah, all right. That's true.
So what I'm saying is, well, if I'm saying, well, it's true that you don't do your homework, that you don't get it in on time.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So exactly. Okay, let's do another one. So you start this one.
Okay. Come on, Michelle. Come on. She's not that messy.
Yes, she is, Lindsay. The house is always a wreck.
You have a point.
Yeah. If the shoe fits, wear it.
It's a strange phrase. It's a weird phrase.
It is weird. And so this one, I'm not talking about you, Lindsay. I'm talking about whoever I'm saying is messy. So this one may be a little bit like odd because I feel like you're usually talking to the person, but it could be used.
Okay. Okay. You mean you're usually not talking about a third party? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What do you think?
I think you could be.
Yeah, I think guess you could be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could be speaking directly to that one person or talking about that other person. Yeah,
that's true. Okay. I feel better now. When I wrote it, I felt very confident. And then I just read it and like, no, okay, thank you for that. Okay. All right. So that's one saying, yeah, she is messy, right? Right. Okay. And then here we go. They say I'm not in shape. Ugh.
Well, if the shoe fits.
Yeah, I guess I don't exercise.
Okay. I'm so mean. Gosh, I think the reason I don't really use this, I don't necessarily even really know how to use it, honestly, is just that it's kind of mean.
It is mean.
And I don't like to be mean. No. I don't know. I don't know if we recommend this very much, honestly. No. I mean, it's good to know what it means, guys, but
Yeah. It's definitely good to know what it means, but yeah, I wouldn't run around if somebody's saying like, oh yeah, I went to the doctors and they said that I need to lose 20 pounds. And then you're like, if the shoe fits.
That would be really rude.
That would be really rude. Guys, this is a rude phrase. I mean, if you're having I suppose this would be reserved for if you're having an argument, if you're joking around with someone, you're being a little sarcastic and fun, right?
Just make sure they know you're sarcastic with a tone of voice, right?
Yeah. Exactly. So you want to be careful with this one, definitely. It is not a nice phrase, right? You might offend someone if you use it or if you're joking, and it could be misconstrued. So you know, just be sure that if you are going to be joking, that you really, you know, are careful about how you say it, and, you know, make sure, you know, that they know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. You need to choose it depends on your personality, right? I mean, we want to give you guys the tools to act out your own personality in English so you can enjoy speaking English more and connecting, right? It's boring when we can't be ourselves. So if you're kind of like a person who likes to argue and likes to push people in this way, then maybe you want to use this, but I don't necessarily use it. I like to keep the peace.
Right. It's a very dynamic phrase for sure. Another thing that I wanted to point out about it is, and we talked about this, I think, in one of the phrases that we did maybe last episode, about how sometimes a phrase is so well known that you don't need to complete it. We talked about it in one of the last couple episodes. I forget what the phrase was now. But
for sure.
Yeah. But this one is, the whole phrase is, if the shoe fits, wear it, right?
Right.
But
right,
it's so
right.
famous that if you just say like, if the shoe fits, people yeah. know the end. You have to kind of do that intonation. If the shoe fits.
Yeah, the intonation's important, guys. So get the transcripts, go and read this and mirror what Michelle is saying, right? If the shoe fits, right? You're leaving it, making it clear that there's something else that comes after, but you're not going to say it. And this happens a lot. I mean, we could probably do an entire episode on common phrases where we drop the second half just because we know what comes after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to look into that. That's an interesting topic for sure. Mm-hmm. And very helpful. Yeah, because people know in their head that the rest of the phrase is wear it, but you may or may not say it. I think mostly people probably wouldn't say it.
Exactly. I agree with you. Cool.
So yeah. So this is, if the cap fits, if the shoe fits, those are some other ways that you can use it. But guys, you know, keep in mind, this is not a nice phrase. Be careful who you say it with or to, because it could be offensive. And if you want to say it in a joking way, be sure that it's obvious, because it's hard not to make this phrase a little sassy sounding, I think,
even if you're joking. Sassy's the word.
Has a little attitude to it, even if it's a joke. It's like, oh, to every joke, there's some truth, right?
Exactly, Michelle. Yeah, that's so true. This is good. So guys, but yeah, we're here to give you the tools to act out your own personality. So whatever that is, make sure it works. Like, express yourself. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. As long as we know what we're saying here. So Michelle, I think we can finish it off right here, because I'm going to go and stick my head in the freezer, because we are in a heat wave, Michelle, here. It's so hot. I'm so hot right now.
Go stick your head in the freezer and then let us know how that goes.
Okay. Yeah. We're in a heat wave. It's going to be like, what, 97 degrees today
something
in Boston.
Like
that means maybe 100 in New York or something in the next couple of days.
Yeah. I mean, oh my gosh. It was getting much cooler, but now it seems to have,
warmed
up again.
you're gonna have to ride the subway all day or something. Yeah. I don't know what you're gonna do. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh well. AC is for, and luckily there's no shortage of that. Walking around New York, I think I've talked about how all the stores have like AC. So if you're hot, just like jump into a store and
That's the way to do it. But
and then you can be freezing.
Yeah, yeah. I guess by the time this episode comes out, hopefully by then it will have cooled down a bit.
Yeah.
Right, Michelle? Because this will be the middle of September. But for now, we are heating up here in Boston and New York. So let's get off the mic for today, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out. It's been fun.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one. Thanks for listening, guys. And thanks for this great question.
Good question. Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.